Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hi, Neil. Nice shoes.
Really, Feifei? I'm not so sure about them.
They look cool. Orange is very original.
You're just being nice. I've decided buying orange shoes was a bad move. I look stupid.
Were they expensive?
Very expensive.
Oh, you know what? I think you're suffering from buyer's remorse.
I suppose I do regret buying them.
Buyer's remorse is our phrase in this, the English We Speak. It's a particular kind of regret people can feel after a big purchase, like a house or a car. They feel they've made a bad decision.
Yes, that sounds right. Have you ever felt it?
Yes, after I bought my new bike. Thankfully, the feeling passed. I love my bike now. Listen to these examples.
I made a terrible decision buying this house. It's in a bad location and it needs a lot of repairs. What was I thinking?
Sounds like buyer's remorse, my friend. Relax, the repairs aren't serious. And it only takes 5 minutes to get to the train station.
Lovely new car.
Thanks. But I'm feeling terrible buyer's remorse right now. It was so expensive. What if I lose my job?
Why did I order lobster soup? Your potato soup was half the price and it's tastier.
I know the feeling. I always order the wrong thing and then get some serious buyer's remorse. Let's share.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. The expression we're looking at in this programme is buyer's remorse. So, Neil, are you feeling any better now?
You know, the funny thing is, I bought these shoes to cheer myself up.
Oh, a bit of retail therapy, was it? Buying something to make yourself feel happier. It doesn't always work.
Sadly not.
Hey, aren't they running shoes?
Yes.
Well, how about this for a crazy idea? Go for a run in them. They'll make you feel better.
You're probably right, as always, Feifei.
And by the way, I do think they look great. Orange suits you.
Oh, thanks. I guess they are pretty unique.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.